When we create a new way of being, we get to change the trajectory of our lives. When we create new patterns, new habits, a new mindset, we get to change how we do life and what is possible for us each and every day. But it all comes down to deciding, to making a decision and committing to ourselves. In this episode, I share with you how I changed my life for the better, how I changed my life from a broken and burnt out nurse to now living a life that is aligned with my values, where I have freedom, where I feel joy, and where I feel this magical feeling every day. Welcome to the Finding Bliss After Burnout podcast. My name is Michelle Gordon. I'm a registered nurse, NLP practitioner, and mindset and manifestation coach. If you're like me and subscribe to working hard, needing external validation, and those dominating thoughts of fear, worry, and doubt, well, then you're in the right place, because all that gets to change here. I want to show you that there is another way, a magical way, and show you what is truly possible for you. My passion is mentoring and coaching women and nurses who are feeling just like I once did, overwhelmed, exhausted, and frustrated. And my mission is to help them shift back into alignment, to find clarity, reignite their energy and passion for life, and find true freedom, joy, happiness, and manifest a life they once only dreamed of. So if you're ready to dive deep into all things mindset, manifestation, and become the best version of you, then this is where I'll be giving you all of the tools and strategies that I have learned in my journey in finding bliss after burnout. I'm so excited to bring you today's episode, so let's dive in. Welcome back to the Finding Bliss After Burnout podcast. This is episode 8, No Longer a Burnt Out Nurse. And before I get stuck into this week's episode, I want to let you all know that I'm currently sitting in a beautifully quiet home. My husband is out with the children. I have one of my sons doing his bronze medallion course in surf lifesaving. So he's out for the day at the beach, and I'm recording an episode here before I head into work for an afternoon shift. So enjoying this quiet little space right now. But today I want to talk about a new way of being. All right, and how I was no longer that burnt out nurse, and how I really suffered in those days of burnout, and I was really suffering with overwhelm for years. And there was a big, big period of time in my life that I spent in this space of worrying, of feeling resentful, of feeling really afraid, feeling really inadequate as a mum and as a nurse, and feeling really frustrated with what life had dealt me. And if you've listened to my early episodes, you would know that I was drinking wine most nights to get through. And wine became the buffer, right? It became that thing that just numbed the pain of what was going on in my life. And I often wondered, why do I have to struggle? Why does life have to be so hard? Right? And that was the story. That was the narrative that was playing in my mind every single day. And most of the time I was in this relentless battle with my anxiety. And I spoke about my anxiety in last week's episode. And I was trying to show up as the mum and the wife and the nurse who had her shit together, when I really didn't. I didn't want anyone to know that I was battling with anxiety. I didn't want anyone to know that I was drinking wine every night. I didn't want anyone to know that I was nursing and often felt so inadequate about myself. I didn't have any confidence. I didn't have any self-love. And I didn't want anyone to know. And it was from this energy that I was in this complete resistance to what was going on for me. I was in complete denial. And I was doing life from this space. And it was from this energy of fear and frustration and that resentment and the doubt that, you know, each day I was feeling, you know, so much self-doubt. I just kept trying to push through. I just kept trying to push through and make a life work for me this way until it just didn't. And that was the moment that I embarked on my own health and happiness journey. That moment when my little 2.5-year-old pulled me back into reality after a few wines. I was sitting on the couch, and I've shared this story before, but I just sat there back in, you know, my routine of, oh, I've had a rough day. I've had struggling. I'm tired. A few wines will fix it. And I was numbing myself out. And she toddled up to me after a few wines and just stopped and just stared at me. And she just looked me straight in the eyes and said, "Mummy, where are you?" I'll never ever forget it. It was that moment of, I just catapulted back into reality. And it was like all of these elements just came to me. And it was, "Michelle, this is, you've got to create a new way of being. You've got to create a new life for yourself." And it was that moment that I decided that that was what I was going to do. And I realized that to show up as the version of me who no longer struggled, that version of me who had this vibrant energy, who was happy, who loved her life, who was excited about life, who felt so in love with her family and her relationships and her job, that I had to have a new story. I had to have a new story about, and a new narrative about who I was. I had to have a new story about what was important to me and what wasn't. And I had to have a new story about what I was going to be available for and what I wasn't going to be available for, right? So having healthy boundaries. And that was really hard because I didn't have any boundaries in my life. All right, I worked all the time. I was available to everyone and everything. I didn't prioritize my own self-care. I had zero boundaries, right? I wanted to please everyone. That was another episode, people pleasing. I wanted to show everyone that I was capable of it all, but I wasn't. And so I had to have these new stories. I had to have new beliefs about my life and new beliefs about myself. And I had to have new ways of coping, new ways of coping through life's challenges, right? And I had to have a new mindset. So a new way of thinking and new thought patterns. And I also had to have some and create new neural pathways that my brain would follow rather than the old patterns that I'd previously followed, right? So there's some neuroscience for you. New neural pathways in the brain. And that meant creating new habits, lots of, you know, new habits, and shifting that, those ingrained patterns that I'd previously followed all of those years, to these new healthy, empowering habits. So new ways of how I started my day, new ways of how I showed myself some self-love and care, new ways of how I thought about myself, new ways of how I ended my day, right? All of these things are so incredibly important. And it was in that moment that I declared I wanted to freaking love my life again. I wanted to embrace each day. I wanted to wake up excited for each day. I wanted to have this abundance of energy. Oh, I'm getting so excited. Oh, because this is how my life is now. Oh, I'm getting emotional, but I wanted this vibrant energy and this passion for life. I wanted to love all of the things. I wanted to love my family so deeply, and I wanted to love my job again and not go into work feeling that dread and the anxiety of how is my shift going to play out today. And so I did it all. I created a new way of being. I created a new story about my life. I created a brand new life for myself and my family. And you see, we can't create a new life from the version of you now or us now. You can't create a new life from the version of you now. We can't create a new way of being based on how we show up today or based on even past experiences or past pain and hurt, right? Whenever we're in that, you know, operating from pain and struggle and worry and doubt of the past or frustration, there's this resistance, right? And we'll forever be stuck in that holding pattern of resistance, of fear and doubt and frustration, of sadness. And that's our point of attraction, right? We attract based on the energy and the space that we're operating in. And we only attract more of the same. So I sort of realized that I could create a new version of me from this moment. It was like, okay, I had to just today, right now, things get to change in my life. Right now, I get to change. And right now, and this moment, and this moment, and this moment. So at every moment, I was so conscious, and I still am mostly these days, right? Mindfulness and all of the practices that I embrace is every moment we get to decide how we show up. Every moment we get to decide what our thought patterns are, what our thoughts are, what our habits are, and what our beliefs are. And every moment we get to decide whether we stay as we are or whether we give up on life or whether we create a new one. And the moment that you decide to shift your energy and you decide to shift your frequency to that of excitement, of anticipation, of love, of gratitude, of I get to create a whole new version of my life, a new chapter, then that is our point of attraction, right? That is your point of attraction right there. And then that's what you call in more of, right? And that's exactly what I did. I shifted my energy of I can no longer look back on who I was, what I was doing. You know, I could no longer sort of sit in that point of energy of feeling really bad about myself and my life. It was like from now, things get to change. Oh, so powerful. And don't get me wrong, it wasn't a straightforward path for me because there was quite a few years that I had thought about. I knew things needed to change and I'd half-heartedly try and make that change. I'd had years that I fell back into my old patterns and habits, and I had years of half-heartedly sort of seeking help, and I'd, you know, have some counseling or I'd try something, but I hadn't fully decided for myself, right? I hadn't fully committed to creating a new way of being. And I tried all of the things, or so I thought, but there was so many levels and elements of change that I wasn't really prepared to commit to for myself. And it was only when I'd fully committed and decided and was ready to just to no longer say, you know, to no longer fall back into my old way of being. And that was when I was able to get there. And that was when I was able to get there and just push through all of the tough times and all of those elements and levels that really required this incredible transformation. And those levels and elements that I journeyed through are now the pillars to my signature 12-week program, the Health and Happiness Formula. So each of these pillars and levels and elements encompass all of the things that I really traveled through to create this whole incredible change. And that included all the mindset stuff. That included self-love, acceptance, creating those new neural pathways in the brain that I talked about, creating new empowering habits, and creating new beliefs about ourselves and the world that we live in, right? These are all of the things and elements and levels, which is where that radical transformation happens, right? So if you are committed to the journey and traveling through that, no matter what, then this is where you can create a whole new way of being, a whole new life for yourself, new relationships, new opportunities. And so I've created this magical life from there, from that decision, from that journey. And it wasn't easy. No, it was challenging, in fact. But it was either create a new way of being and push through those elements of discomfort and the challenges, or stay where I was at and stay stuck and hate on my life and feel miserable and struggle with waking up each morning and getting through the day. So listen up. This is really important. I really want you to hear this for yourself, and I really want this to land. No one is coming to save you. Okay? If you're struggling right now, I want you to know that no one is coming to save you. No one is coming to put their hand out and pull you out. No one is going to say, "Oh, I see you're doing it rough. Here, come and have this magical life." Right? No one's going to do that. And I know that's hard to hear, right? But I waited and waited and waited and waited for someone to see that I was not okay. I waited. My husband couldn't even help me. He knew the pain that I was in. He knew how much I was drinking. He knew I was in the biggest struggle of my life, and he couldn't even help me and save me. Why? Because it was up to me to decide for myself. It was up to me to fully commit to this new life, to a new way of being, to a whole new way of doing life. Right? So it's up to you. It's up to you to make that decision for yourself. And so this leads me to my 12-week program, the Health and Happiness Formula. This is where it's at. It's my absolute baby. I love what I've created. And if you're sick of the struggle, if you're sick of doing life this way, if you're tired and have had enough, once you have decided that you're going to make a change, then I want you to know that I can help you through this program. All right. I want you to know that once you have made that decision, if it's not me that's helping you, then there's somebody else out there that can help you. All right. But it all comes from that decision and that commitment for yourself. And there's so many other opportunities and resources out there to help you on your journey. But I know that what I have created, particularly from my nursing background, mum life, anxiety, you know, my struggle with alcohol, If any of these things resonate, then we need to have a chat. And I really encourage you to please reach out to me if you have any questions. And head over to Instagram, MichelleGordon_coach, and we can have a chat in the messages there. Or if you head to my link tree in Instagram, I do have a button there which you can actually book a clarity call with me, a complimentary clarity call. Complimentary clarity call. So this is where it's all at. And I come from this beautiful space of, I just want other people to live this beautiful, magical life that's there. I want other people to embrace every moment and not have regrets and not wait, right? Because, you know, there's often times where I think, oh, for so many years that I felt that I'd wasted, right? That I was lost and struggled. And I don't want anyone else to feel like that. I don't want anyone else to waste this incredibly precious life that we all have. So, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you to all of my regular listeners. I love you all so much, and sending you guys all of the love. All right. Have an awesome rest of your day, and see you in the next episode. Mwah.
Before you go, I want to say thank you for listening. To catch all of the latest from me, be sure to subscribe to this podcast and head over and follow me on Instagram at MichelleGordon_coach. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share this with others. Take a screenshot, tag me, and share it on your social media. I cannot wait to see you here for the next episode of the Finding Bliss After Burnout podcast. I've got so much goodness to share with you. Bye for now.